Your health insurance company can, if it wants, change what you pay for meds or drop coverage of that medicine altogether at any time during a 12-month contract. Some state lawmakers say, well, that's not much of a contract, is it? Right now, there is no law to prevent insurance companies from doing that. But as Daylena Miller with Health News Florida reports, lawmakers are now considering a measure called the bait and switch proposal.
Last October, just before her next delivery of mail-order asthma medication, Tampa resident Helen Almack got a letter from her insurance company she wasn't prepared for, telling her that her prescription is no longer covered.
Now I am in a position where I need to call my doctor and say, can we substitute? Do we need to fight this? How do I go about making sure I have a regular medicine?
Almack is locked in until her next enrollment period, but her insurer, United Healthcare, is not. But she's not the only person to have lost coverage for medication in the middle of a 12-month contract. That's why Michael Ruppel, Tampa-based executive director of the AIDS Institute, is backing the proposal, which is nicknamed the Bait and Switch Bill.
It really is a patient protection bill. And although the insurance companies feel like this is a mandate, it's not. It is not an anti-insurance bill. It really is having the insurance companies honor the contract that they sign with the patients and then negotiate with the patients so that any medications that are covered on day one are also covered on the last day of the contract.
When Almack doesn't have her medication, she can't climb a flight of stairs or take a walk without gasping for breath. But what used to cost her $125 for 90 days could double or triple without insurance coverage. She's worried about the possible side effects of a new medication.
I know in other medications, what they say is comparable isn't necessarily.
Almack says when she called United Healthcare, they weren't able to tell her why her Dulera is no longer covered. United Healthcare did not answer requests for an interview, but they did tell Almack the changes make medications more affordable for patients. But she wishes the insurance company would let her doctor make that decision.
I would think he would give me exactly what I need.
Senate bill co-sponsor Debbie Mayfield says the companies have a one-sided view when it comes to drug costs.
It's a way of them keeping the overall cost down if they can switch drugs out, if there's another drug that comes out that does the same thing and they're getting it a lesser amount.
Mayfield says these lower costs don't take into account a patient having to pay for additional doctor visits for new prescriptions and emergency expenses if an adverse reaction lands a patient in the hospital.
And even though it may seem to be the identical medication, there are differences between the drugs. So the doctors should be the ones that make those determinations.
If passed, the bill would still allow insurance companies some leeway. They could add new medications and generics, or make coverage changes if the Food and Drug Administration announces safety concerns. Until this issue is settled in Tallahassee, all Helen Almack can do is file an appeal to the insurance company and use less of her medication to avoid running out.
I've seen it take almost 2 months to get that approved, and I'll be out by then.
Senator Mayfield says that aside from not taking into consideration what's best for the patient, bait and switch just isn't good business.
There's not another contract that I know of that you sign on to where people have the ability to change that contract during that 12-month period or any period.
Maybe that's why Florida is one of three states considering similar legislation this year. For Health News Florida, I'm Daylena Miller.
So far, bait and switch has passed several Senate committees while a companion bill is making its way through the House.